For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back at it. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, Football Eve, or Eagles Eve?
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing.
NFL is back tonight. Spike, Jackie Baseball, I think we're back.
Say it, there
I
it
think
is.
We're back.
There
I think
is.
We're back, Jackie Baseball.
We're like Chris Berman in the Home Run Derby.
I'll let you
back,
boy.
Back.
I think we're back.
I did hand up, and we're all about accountability in the show.
Yeah.
Forgot to run my 4 miles this morning for four straight fillers.
Oh, do it now. Can we get, is Tucker back there?
I think Tucker's still here.
Can we get Jack to do the 4 miles during
yes,
the
man.
Show?
Go out there and run around, just four laps around here, yes.
It's actually not a terrible idea.
It's actually very funny. Is there? We'll figure it out. Should Jack, 215-592-9494.
You better not lose tonight, I know that.
Yep. So we got a big show today. Shil Kapadia joins us at 3 o'clock, as he will every week. Elliot Shore Parks will join us from a Brazilian prison at 3:30, which he may have to spend the rest of his life in. Mike Lombardi, some clown named Mike Lombardi, joins us at 4 o'clock. And the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings return. That will be at 4:30. But before we get going, today marks 1 year since we lost Hugh Thomas Douglas, which is our friend and teammate here, Hugh's son. All of the shows today, including this one, are dedicated to Hugh. In honor of his memory, you can make a donation to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. The fund honors Hugh and his legacy, invests in youth scholarships and programs that help young people like Hugh realize their full academic, professional, human potential. So we'd love for you to make a donation if you're able to hughtdouglas.org.
Yeah. Obviously, we're upon the anniversary of last year when this tragically happened and Hugh lost his son, Lil Hugh, along with Lil Hugh's classmate in a car accident down there in Atlanta. And, man, it's still chilling to even think about, you know, I like to, you know, Hugh and I, we go way back. We came here in 1998, ironically, having Mike Lombardi on today. Mike Lombardi drafted me in 98 out of the fifth round out of Michigan State, and he traded for Hugh Douglas in our draft class. He gave up our second round draft pick for Hugh Douglas in the trade from the Jets. So we've been linked together since then forever. In 1998, we became teammates, and that's like my brother. Who I've known for years, and like the other guys that I'm close with that I played, I refer to their kids as my nephews and nieces. I've known Lil Hugh since he was a baby and watched him grow, play with our kids, and watched these kids grow up. And that's something that I don't think any parent should ever have to feel with Hugh and Simona have sort of gone through over the past year. And I know the big dog is hurting, and that's pain may never go away for him. And hopefully we can do a little bit today to further a great cause and raise some funds so that in the honor of Hugh's son, who was a great young man who would have gone on to do great things. So
Hugh always seems so proud of his
son.
Man. And
they were very close.
Yep. And we see, you know, every time you see, obviously Hugh's very close to us. We saw last week the thing with Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Gaudreau, mm-hmm. and you realize just how delicate this all is. And a reminder, you know, you're only reminded at the bad times about the people close to you and how lucky we are to have everyone, to have each other when something bad happens. So, and this, you know, you really can't imagine something worse than what happened to Hugh.
Yeah.
So that was 1 year ago. Again, this show, all the shows today are dedicated to Hugh's son, Hugh Thomas Douglas. And again, you can make a donation to that Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund at hughtdouglas.org, hughtdouglas.org. That is on, if you forgot it, it's on our Twitter, it's everywhere. So sending love to our buddy Hugh today. So We are the day before the Eagles start their season in Brazil.
Woo.
Just as we all planned, totally normal in Brazil tomorrow night. And I've been, I'm not a big national media guy. I don't watch and listen to a lot of that stuff. But given, you know, the topics of conversation, I have been checking in around. And I've noticed an enormous difference between the way that we are talking about this season in Philadelphia for the Eagles and the way that it seems like everyone else in the country is talking about it a little differently. Whereas we are talking about, are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? The rest of the country seems to be talking about, are the Eagles going to make the playoffs or not? And that's a pretty significant difference, right? Being a title contender and are you on the bubble of making the playoffs? And I started thinking about where the Eagles are in terms of the hierarchy of the NFC. And to me, there's really, when you think about teams that could make the playoffs, there's like two tiers. There's the championship tier, and then there is everybody else, tier one and tier two. We seem to think that the Eagles are in that top tier. And the only teams that I could think about putting in that tier are the 49ers and the Lions. Teams that came off great seasons last year, also very talented, you know, have minor changes, you know, and are coming back to get something that they did not capture last year. I cannot put the Eagles in a tier with the 49ers and the Lions with the number of questions and the amount of changes that happened between last year and this year and the way that last year ended. Tier two, I've got the Rams, I got the Cowboys, the Falcons, the Bucks, the Packers, and the Eagles. And I'm sure one of those teams, maybe two of those teams, may show themselves to be better than I expect, but I cannot put the Eagles in that tier one unless they prove they belong there.
Yeah. Well, this is what we do around here. We don't wait until they prove that they belong there. I mean, either you know it or you don't know it. And sadly, you're slow on the draw here when it comes to the Eagles because you still allow last year to impact you and affect your thinking as it pertains to the Eagles this year. And I'm here to tell you, I burned last year. Now, it doesn't mean we won't ever discuss last year again. I'm just saying I burned last year. And it has no impact on what this team is going to do moving forward this year. Now, you brought up two teams that maybe the end of their season does have an impact on what happens this year. Detroit, can they repeat what they did this past year? Guess what? History says no, even though I like the Lions. I like the Lions. I actually do. I actually have the Lions. Can I go ahead and tell you? I actually have the Lions and the Eagles in the NFC Championship.
We're not supposed to do that till 4:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. We'll do it later. But my only point is that I like the Lions, but they lost in the title game last year.
Yep.
San Francisco.
Lost in the Super Bowl.
Lost in the Super Bowl. We know the track record behind teams that have lost in the Super Bowl coming back the following year. I'm glad they got their players signed. Good for them. But it doesn't mean that they weren't distracted by other things as opposed to getting back to the Super Bowl and winning it. I don't know if everybody on the 49ers team is focused on going to win a championship. Seemed like they were more focused on getting paid and being rewarded off of what they did last year. We'll see if they have that same focus and intensity as they had last year. Well, I love Christian McCaffrey. He touched the ball, more than anybody did last year. He had more carries, more touches. And so what's he going to look like this year? He's no spring chicken either. He's the heartbeat of their offense. What does he look like? I don't know. There are question marks with other teams as well. I think the Eagles, because they're in the position of proving it to everyone, that's what give them, to me, an edge and an advantage over a lot of these other teams. The other teams are just sort of young and still trying to prove themselves, like the Rams and the Green Bay Packers, teams like that. They're young teams that still want to win, even though Matthew Stafford isn't young. The rest of his team is a young, unproven team.
Falcons the same.
Falcons young, the Bucks. The Eagles have a good mixture of youth on defense, but they also have experience from guys who have been here and won and played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Last year, the way it ended, I think actually motivates them this year. And on paper, you can't tell me the Eagles' talent doesn't stack up. I'm not saying man for man, but it stacks up with these other teams.
Like on offense.
Yeah. Well, listen, Detroit, We'll see what their defense looks like this year. It wasn't great last year.
No, it was passable, which we would take.
Yes.
But we haven't seen passable.
I agree with that on the Eagles' defense. I totally agree. If there's anything I'm looking at with the Eagles, it's their defense that holds them back. Sorry, Hugh. Defense is not a luxury. And I need to explain them. A luxury would mean
you don't need it.
You don't need the defense to actually win.
Maybe Hugh doesn't know what the word luxury means.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So every time he says defense is a luxury, it doesn't register with me. I think if anything holds this team back, it will be the inexperience and underdevelopment of the defense.
That and the third.
I'm confident in the offense. Don't give me quarterback. Don't give me offense.
I'm going to give you a little bit of offensive line until I see it. I'm going to give you a little bit of Cam Jurgens and Mekhi Becton until I see it.
Okay.
You know, because Mekhi Becton, big draft pick, but then, you know.
Sure.
Team didn't want him.
Yep.
And this is Cam Jurgens' first year starting as center. And I also think having a new offensive coordinator, having a new defensive coordinator, having a coach that is in a different position than he has been in since he's been here. There's a little weirdness between the coach and the quarterback. All of those things. If you made me bet which tier that they're in, I put them in tier two now. I know. I said they can prove that they're in tier one.
Sure.
But if you're making me split it and say that there's two tiers here, they're with all those other guys. They're with the Rams. They're with the Cowboys. They're with the Falcons. They're with the Bucks. They are not with the 49ers and the Lions.
Okay.
And I don't doubt
today. So I'm telling you, by the time we get to the end of this thing, that's where they are.
Your lips to God's ears.
I just happened to see it earlier than everybody else.
You are a soothsayer.
You are a visionary, yes.
A visionary.
Oh, thank you so much. How does he do the show with those two clowns?
Profit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Jack's really feeling himself today. Even Jack, before...
Let's set up the top five.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles in the same tier of the NFC as the 49ers and the Lions, or are they closer to the Rams, Cowboys, Falcons, Bucks? Jack, where are you going?
They're in the same tier as those teams, because I don't think those teams are that great either. Like, I think.
Wait, the top two teams?
Yeah,
they're the team with the 49ers. And
I
the
do.
Lions.
Like, I think I have no idea who's going to win the NFC. Like, I don't think the Niners are going to win the NFC. I don't really believe in the Lions because I got to see it to believe it. Like, the Eagles could very well be there. Like,
I just see it to believe it.
They're all the same. They're all the same teams in the NFC. The Niners could be the fourth seed by the end. Like, they could lose the NFC West. I don't think there's any great team in the NFC. And the Eagles are right in there with those teams, 100%.
So you don't see any difference between the 49ers and Lions and then the Packers, Eagles, Rams, Cowboys, Falcons?
Not really. I think we all agree the Niners aren't going back. And we can all agree on that.
Like, I'm not agreeing. Just because we didn't doesn't mean that they won't.
Well, what about the other 20 teams?
What the last 25 years? Yeah. Again, there hasn't been a repeat division winner since 2003-04. Have you heard that before?
I got it, Howard. Yeah, I heard it a few times last year. 215-592-9494.
I'm excited about the Eagles. Which, I really am.
Oh, look at you.
No!
Because the Phillies are back. So
he's in a better mood.
The Phillies are back, and it means I talk less about the Phillies, which is like Jack's dream.
All I care about.
Yeah, it's all he cared. You know, you had no idea how good you had it before, right? You know, had no idea. So we'll get to your calls right after I tell you where to get a brand new Hyundai. I tell you all the time. There's not really a question. You go where the gold standard is, the real gold standard, which is John Ashdale, the cars are in the team at Colonial. They're going to get you in and out, fast, easy, better. That's how they do it. How would you pass up fast, easy, and better? It's going to be fast because they have the tons of cars in the lot, over 200, which means if there's a Hyundai you want, they've got it. Don't worry about price either. They've got over 80 of those cars on the lot, under 30K. They're going to make it easy with low financing, as low as 0% on select 2024s, and they're going to give you more for your trade than anywhere else. I don't care what condition that's in. I don't care if the passenger side window doesn't roll up. I don't care if the muffler makes a loud noise. They can give you $6,500 for you for that trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai, leaving Colonial Hyundai, comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. What tier are the Eagles on in the NFC, the top tier, as I stated, with the 49ers or Lions, or are they with the Rams and the Cowboys and the Falcons and the Bucks? Jack actually says there are no tiers in the NFC.
Nope.
Which is not how you're supposed to do this, but that's okay.
Defeats the purpose of the show today.
Yep. Corey in Columbus gets us started. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, what tier are the Chiefs in?
The Chiefs?
That's the AFC.
That's the AFC.
We only did the NFC.
Which tier are they in?
They're in the top tier.
In the top tier.
If you put the Eagles in that tier right there, put the Eagles. Listen, I First of all, you heard what Jack said. Why are you asking twice?
You're putting the Eagles in the same tier as the Chiefs, who have won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Spike, I love you so much. You my dog. But I think you hard of hearing today because people repeat a lot of the same questions you keep asking. That's what I said. That's what Jack said when Jack said you had to ask him again. He said, ain't no difference. I told you the Eagles is in the same tier as the Chiefs.
That's right.
What I said. First of all, the 49ers, they're a joke. Now, when I say they're a joke, they're a good organization. They, like, obviously historic. But what I'm saying is,
they beat us senseless last year, Corey.
Y'all waited all this time to pay these players that y'all just paid anyway. So now they risking Ayuk having a hammy week three. McCaffrey, he already got a calf injury. We know how he is. He's good for 1 year, great. And he
good thing our running backs never hurt.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm just saying.
I drafted him last night.
Yeah. Yeah, you're bragging about all my players are healthy all the time. I don't know about that one.
This is the difference. This is the difference.
Yeah.
We've seen the Eagles have success without Saquon Barkley. He added to the team, right? We added him. They ran their offense through Christian McCaffrey. When Christian McCaffrey missed those games last year versus the Browns and all that, Debo didn't play. How did their quarterback look? I want to know.
Not good. Not good.
And let's get on the Lions. Okay, it's cute. They coach eat spinach cold and nails and all that. Everybody love you, a football guy. But, hey, expectations, that hits you like a you-know-what. Let's see how the Lions respond when expectations is on their behind. Because last year, when nobody was – oh, it's the Lions. They biting off kneecaps. Let's see. Let's see how good y'all are. And the team we play tomorrow, let everybody want to know, oh, would a real Jalen Hurts please stand up? Can the real Jordan Love please stand up? Because all I know is he played well for the last five games of the season last year. When Jalen Hurts went 9-8 and they added A.J. Brown, he took his game to the next level. Jordan Love, we didn't add no receivers, so we need you to make these receivers that's average better. You got tape on you now, brother. You want to get people that seen you play now, brother. Let's see you put it together. Because people want to question Jalen Hurts, but they want to crown this dude Jordan Love like he the second coming.
Well, they have eyes. That's the big difference.
No. The eye. What the eyes tell you in 2022 with Jalen? What the eyes tell you?
My eyes tell me you're carrying two pom-poms. One is midnight green and the other one's silver and white.
That he went toe-to-toe with Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
So we're going to see with Jordan.
I don't care.
We're going to see what the expectations with the line. The 49ers, they're going to be there. I just feel like what's holding them back is dealing with injuries. But like I said to start this call, whatever tier the Chiefs is in, put Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Don't give me that Nick Sirianni and Hurts bullcrap. Stop saying that.
So,
let that go.
No, I'm not going to let go. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You told me that Jalen Hurts went head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. True. And then what happens when he went head-to-head with Baker Mayfield in Tampa?
He lost.
Okay, so
didn't just lose.
So yeah, I don't. The Baker Mayfield game was last year, and the Super Bowl was 2 years ago. So what's that?
Why do we always do that when it comes to Hurts? But like Jared Goff, what he do when he rolled up with the 49ers? Tell me how he looked in that second half. But he top tier. He blew us.
You mean in the NFC Championship game? You mean in the NFC Championship game?
Not blow a 20-point lead.
In the NFC Championship? Well, if it were you in the 20-point lead, you would just be talking about the defense and not the quarterback.
That's OG.
That's OG. You too.
I bring facts. Bull. When have I said that wasn't facts? All I said was, did he or did he not blow a 20-point lead in the NFC Championship game? Yes or no? That's all I said.
The team blew a 20-point lead.
Okay, the team blew a 20-point lead. And guess what? The team got their ass whooped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Have a good day, y'all.
Pom-pom Corey.
Pom-pom Corey.
That's Corey's nickname, Pom-pom Corey. Well, I guess so. He's just doing the same thing I'm doing, but the opposite way. I'm pointing out all the questions on the Eagles, and he's pointing out all the questions on the other teams.
Right.
I get it. I understand that.
Sure.
The difference is that the questions on the other teams were answered on some level more recently than the questions on the Eagles teams, which is why I can't do it. The Christian McCaffrey thing is true, but also Saquon Barkley's hurt a lot too, and by the way, has had a pretty heavy load over the last several years too, playing on bad turf too. So we could do this all day long. I guess I just feel like I've seen it with those other teams more recently, and I'm not willing to put my faith in the improvement on the defense, especially with so many questions immediately. And I'm not going to all of a sudden just just wake up and say, okay, they're going to be fine against the blitz this year until I see it. I just think they have more to prove.
Well, that's one. Well, listen, we're going to find that out early.
Yeah, they're going to blitz the hell out of them.
Yeah,
I would assume.
We're going to find that out early of whether or not they have the answers for that when it comes to a kryptonite for the offense. But I also look at this with the Eagles. How often do they have back-to-back bad seasons?
Not often recently.
Right? Yep. So, and I know last year wasn't necessarily a bad season, but it ended poorly.
Sure, sure.
So they usually bounce back the following year. And so this is where I look at the Eagles and I say to myself, coming into training camp, they had a few questions. I thought they navigated a lot of this stuff very well. I really have. You know, I didn't know how Nick would handle the scrutiny about the relationship between he and Jalen. I didn't know how Jalen would sort of handle that going through training camp, the team this offseason, whatever issues they faced internally last year. They seem to have gotten over it. I heard a lot of different things this past offseason about what was bothering the team and some of the issues that were going on. By all accounts, it seems like they found a way to move past that stuff. And I'm not talking about just the coach and the quarterback. I'm talking about players with players, too. It seems like they've moved past that stuff. And so I say that, it almost feels like the team has a new lease on life. They feel energetic about this year. They feel positive about what they can do. To me, that stuff says we're going to go out here and win football games and we're not caught up in all the other stuff.
I agree with all of those things, except I'm not buying it until they go through something difficult. Like,
That's fair.
Especially Sirianni has handled those things better than I would have ever expected him to. When we had him on the show last week, I was actually impressed with his answers, which I don't think I've regularly been. But it does seem like there's been some self-reflection there. But we'll see when things get tough. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see when things get tough. Now, one thing I want to address with you, Ike Reese.
What happened?
When you do a pause thing, you say it so quick that we can't do it to you.
Yeah, that's the purpose of it. I meant we haven't had this powwow yet where I let you know that's sort of part of it as well.
Okay.
You know, I'm not an originator of the pause game. I've just followed it and I admire it. So I see the guys, Cam and Mace, you know, if you watch them, they pause themselves.
Right.
When they know they can't help but say a certain thing, you got to say it before
I can get
you. Before you can get me.
It's very difficult to get you. It's very difficult to get you, you know? I'm trying to get you. But it's just like you do it in the same breath.
Yes.
It's
well, because I know what I'm about to say, and so I know it's a pause moment.
Well, I'm going
to
get you.
Sometimes it goes past me to where I feel like I might slip something by you guys, but you guys have attentive ears now. You're listening for it.
All I know is this.
In the beginning, Jack didn't know what the hell was going on.
By the end of the show tomorrow, I'm going to get you.
You're going to get me?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to get you. Something weird happened with the Eagles over the weekend, actually yesterday. It seems like
it feels like a weekend.
So yes. Happened yesterday that we will get your take on is this whole very strange Devin White situation. Everybody was talking about him being the starter, and all of a sudden he's not only hurt, but they were trying to trade him.
Gave him an extension after his first OJ practice.
Yes, wasn't even gonna play. Everybody says so. We will get your thoughts on, please, if you can hold them. We will get your thoughts on the Devin White situation. Next, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Where? Way more.
You got to get that out of Battle's hands. We got to write those things for him. It's a WIP afternoon show. Your favorite father and son, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Bringing the boom. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, the question is, are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions and the Niners in the NFC?
Yes.
What percentage do you think of the audience said same tier?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go 77%. Yes.
You didn't look at it, right?
Nope.
76.
Wow, damn. Almost said 75. It's 76.
76.
Ah, damn.
Now, since you were over, it doesn't count.
It
you're
doesn't
wrong.
Count. You're right. Wrong. Yeah, yes. The price is right, man. Can't go over.
215-592-9494. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the 49ers and the Lions in the NFC? Now, before we get back to the phones, the Devin White thing is like the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So we had remarked, before all this stuff happened, if I remember correctly, we signed him as sort of a disruptive playmaker, linebacker, you know, sure. Problems in Tampa last year.
Yep.
And we didn't hear very much about him during training camp.
Which I thought was weird.
Which you thought was weird. You had said that some of the, or maybe it was Elliot that said it, that some of the reporters had said, or maybe you, I forget
who
said
it. It was you. Yeah.
Some of the reporters were saying, well, he's not really a preseason guy. He's more of a regular season guy. As it turns out, maybe not. So then we see on Tuesday that he is on the injury report with an ankle. Then he's on the injury report with an ankle. He's not flying to Brazil.
Yeah.
And then all the NovaCare worms in the Philadelphia area, ding, 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 in Brazil. And all the reporters are like, well, you know what? He wasn't even going to start anyway. Nakobe Dean and Zach Bond were going to start. And oh, by the way, I think Albert Breer said they were looking to trade him.
What?
What's going on?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, when this stuff broke yesterday, I'm like, what? I hadn't heard anything about this. Yeah, this is real surprising from the standpoint of just we hadn't gotten any indicators that Devin White was struggling in training camp. Certainly, we had heard about the other young players sort of stepping up and playing well. But for the most part, nobody was saying that Devin White was out there struggling. So this is what it makes me believe. There are things that you can notice that are obvious when a linebacker is struggling. Coverage, right? If he's covering a running back, he's covering a tight end, and he's constantly being beaten in coverage. That's something that stands out to the naked eye as an observer. You can be like, oh, yeah, he's having a tough time in training camp.
Yep.
When you're talking about run fits, does he know the defense? Is he where he's supposed to be at?
That's not something
reporters That's something that the
know.
Naked eye would not know of. Because you don't know the defense. This is something that a coach would look at and be like, eh, I can't get him out. I can't have him out there on the field. I don't know what he's doing. So I don't know if that's the issue.
Which, by the way, may have been part of why he wasn't on the field at the end of last year with Tampa. Is that he was just sort of like he was freestyling.
A freelancer, freelancer out there. And that's a guy who pretty much sees C-ball go get ball. Like, that's okay when you're Lawrence Taylor and you make a ton of plays. So when he made 9 sacks and did all the things he did to go to the Pro Bowl and they won the Super Bowl, nobody had a problem with it. But when you're doing it and it's compromising the defense, gap responsibility, lane and leverage responsibility, you're leaving gaping holes to where it hurts the defense, they don't want you on the field because you're a detriment out there on the field. So I'm wondering if that was the case. Now, and the only reason I'm wondering this is because of this stuff talking about trading him and he wasn't going to be the starter anyway. Like, why wouldn't he be the starter? You paid him money to come here this offseason.
And by the way, trading him is hilarious.
Yes.
It's a one-year deal, and you're basically signaling to the league, even though you don't really have any established linebackers aside from him, hey, we actually don't want him at all. It's funny, not hearing his name, for me, and this is, I think we were all thinking about it this way, was the same to me as not hearing, like, Slay's name. Because we knew he was just going to play.
Yes, exactly.
And I think we all just assumed Devin White would be
one of the starters.
I actually, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if we never see him play a down for the Eagles.
Wow.
I wouldn't. Because if he's not really hurt, which,
right.
I don't know, but NFL teams are known to do this on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just weird. The whole thing's weird, and it just smells like either Fangio doesn't like him unhappy with his role.
His salary's guaranteed now.
Oh, right.
As a veteran.
Right. So $6 million, is that what they paid
whatever
him?
Whatever it was they paid him. It's owed to him now. Yeah. You're going to have to. So even if you cut him, right? So I this is, and quite frankly, as much as I like what the young guys have done, are we that sure that N'Kobe can last 17 games out there as a three-down linebacker? Like, what are we doing here?
No.
I don't know if we can afford to move on from Devin White.
It would be.
It's a pretty big bet on N'Kobe Dean.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. For a guy who hasn't started a full season.
And I'm excited about N'Kobe. Like, I hope he can be the third-round pick from
sure,
a couple years ago.
Yes.
But at the same time, first off, he's never played that well. He's been hurt every single year. And this team hasn't evaluated linebacker right since, like, Trot Sr.
Now, the only thing.
Hold on, I was in that draft, too.
No, I know. Some clown drafted you.
Yeah. Now, the thing that we could say that we have
saying
now.
The era, okay? Not right, that draft, okay?
Well, the thing that we can have now, one would assume that any decision they make on personnel with defense goes through Vic Fangio on some
starts
level.
Starts with him, probably. Yes.
Yeah. So I would have to imagine that he is the one saying,
yeah,
I don't need that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Because my guess would be, if you're him and you want to take a defense from trash to respectable,
mm-hmm,
that the most important thing is everybody being where they're supposed to be,
yes,
doing. That is the first step.
Yes.
Everybody has to know their jobs.
Yep.
And then we can go from good to great. But the only way that we're going to be respectable in the beginning is if we're playing the way that the coach wants us to,
yes,
play. And this would indicate that there's an issue there.
Yeah, when you don't have an abundance of talent, you need to be a smart football team. You need to be a well-tackling team.
Yep.
Right, and a well-disciplined team, meaning not getting penalties out there as a defense. When you don't have an abundance of talent, you need to be good in those other areas.
And by the way, it doesn't say great things for Devin White's future.
No.
If he is on this prove-it deal and he can't even find a way to get on the field.
In front of these guys.
Right.
I mean, in front of Zach Baum and N'Kobe Dean and Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Yeah, fifth-round pick.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shocker yesterday when I saw that.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, hey, I wasn't even going to play. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago?
It's back years to this. Miles Jack retired before the season even started
last year.
Remember Zach Brown they brought up here from Washington?
Yep.
He was a scrub.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember Zach Brown ever playing, did he?
No, he played. I think he got torched in that Vikings game. Remember they went out as if Doug tried the fake field goal?
I don't remember Zach Brown. I remember Zach Brown from Washington. Yeah. I don't remember him ever playing.
He didn't make a play.
Okay.
So, neither does he. So
Devin White may never make a play for the Eagles as well. Steve in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Great show as usual. How are you?
Thanks, man.
What up, Steve?
So guess what? I hate to say it. Ike,
yes,
Ike is totally right on this, man. This defense is definitely a question mark. Their offense is going to score. And guess what? Between you and I totally believe the Eagles should be an underdog in this game.
But they're not.
Yeah, but they're not. And that's the scary part. You got to think. Our defense last year was terrible. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They could start out the same exact way, and then we're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think Green Bay should be the favorite.
But they're not.
They're not. But guess what? They've been wrong before in Vegas.
Well, sure. I'm saying, but if the defense was as bad as you're saying it is, And mind you, I've never said the defense was good. I said the defense would be the downfall of this team. But you can also point to things that Green Bay may be struggling with, like, I don't know, an aging running back. I don't know, a college defensive coordinator that's there for the first time. Like, Green Bay is a reason why Green Bay isn't favored by 3.5 points.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But I think they made a mistake there, but I just think the Eagles' defense is still a big question mark, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles lose by 10.
But okay, even if that happens, forget about that.
Right.
What does that mean at the end of the year? You mean to tell me by the end of this year, you mean to tell me you don't believe the Eagles will be one of the best teams, one of the top three teams in the NFC?
I don't think they are. I got them winning 10 games. That's
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I disagree with you.
Like, well, no, not
you keep saying the defense. I hear you. I can point about things that are wrong with the other teams as well.
And that's the good thing. I've been wrong before.
Well, Steve, here's what I do. If you think the Packers should be a favorite, sounds like an emotional hedge bet to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like you should just go bet the Packers, and that way you're happy either way.
So what if the Eagles go out and win tomorrow 24-10?
And I hope to God they do, but they're not.
No, okay, I got you. I got you.
No, I'm just saying.
I got you. No matter what, you're not changing your mind. I got you.
No, I just I bet with my head. I small bets, and I'm not.
How are you betting with your head when the Eagles are favored?
There shouldn't be. That's why Green Bay is going to win by 10. I'm telling you. And the 76% people that said they're in the top tier, they're totally wrong. They got a lot to prove, Ike.
Well, we got a long way to go before we figure out if they're wrong. Just because you're saying they're wrong today because you believe it doesn't make you right.
Steve's, exactly. No. Steve's
you don't even know smart. How good the 49ers and the Lions are going to be at the end of the year.
Yep. Did you guys watch good that football show? This idiot's got Detroit winning it all.
Who does?
This Good Morning Football or something. I watched it.
Well, why is he an idiot if he has Detroit winning it all?
I don't think they're going to beat KC.
But you believe they could be in the Super Bowl, though, right?
Not the Eagles.
Detroit. I said Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I can see them getting to the end of it, but San Fran winning again. It could be a repeat. I don't know.
Ah, okay.
All right, Steve.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you, buddy.
Show.
All right, man.
Thank
you.
I just wanted to put him on the grill.
I felt it. Poor guy was like a squirrel in the middle of the road with a car coming. He was just like, didn't know which side to go to.
Well, he'd say something so convincingly, I could say disagree. He'd be like, yeah, I know, but hold on. They're still not going to win. It was a masterclass.
It was. It was. I was trying to, it was like, Steve, tag me in, buddy. Tag me in. So it's cool in the morning now, which means that winter is coming. When winter's coming, your old drafty windows get exposed, like a certain defense may get exposed tomorrow. But your old drafty windows are going to get exposed. You got to do something about it. God is going to help you out. God is doors and windows. They got a sale going on right now to make your entire project more affordable. Buy one, get one half off. So for every door or window you buy, the second one you buy is 50% off. So, and by the way, you can mix and match. You want a window, and then you buy the door, and then the door ends up 50% off. You got two doors you need a front door and a back door. The second door, 50% off. The more you buy, the more you save. You do the whole house, half the house is 50% off. And it's not just that from price. They're going to let you start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. This offer is only good for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Full details. Call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What up, Colin?
Yo! All right. So they are definitely in the same tier. The reason being is everyone's in the same tier. This is a new season. We don't know what the heck's going to happen. We have no clue. That's the beauty about football season, is the drama and us not knowing.
Colin,
what is
are they in the same tier as the Giants?
All right, you got a point.
Okay. It's like, everybody, you know, like, what are we doing here? We can't tell the difference between who's good and not good. What are we doing here?
All right, come on, man.
You folded too quick.
Come on, Colin. Regroup.
We give Colin a different chance. Colin, just say yes. I'm going to ask you. Colin, you're saying the Eagles are the same tier as the Giants.
Tomorrow, so I'm a little bit out there, so apologize. Okay.
It's all right.
Woosa. Okay, so when I'm looking and comparing them,
yeah.
Do I have concerns? Absolutely. Defensive line depth. Do I want Brandon Graham playing 80% of the snaps? Certainly not, but he might not have a choice. But I think possibly the secondary upgrades will help that out a little bit. So we've sort of like bounced, sort of switched some things up a little bit. Offensive line, I mean, come on. We lost Kelsey, like, so obviously there's going to be a little bit of a dip.
You're not doing a great sell job right now, Colin. I don't think.
But the thing is, like, with all those things, hopefully Jalen Hurts will be back to 2 years ago. We got Saquon. We got AJ Brown. We got Devonta. Hmm? We got Slay. We have makers, which I feel very confident that they are going to be right there at the top. With the NFC.
Colin, I'm going to be honest with you. You never recovered.
You never recovered from that beginning. It was a great call. We want you to call back. Love you, man. He just he couldn't take that first punch.
Yeah.
Glass jaw on that one, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, man. You gotta have all your stuff intact, man, when you call here.
You just gotta go blind and not care and just dismiss what I say. You know, that's the strategy. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Yo, happy kickoff day, man. How we doing?
What up, brother?
What up, Chris?
Hey, I want to share something a little quick and get into this related to the Devin White thing. So I actually have a little intel on this, a little insider scoop. So apparently,
insider of the year.
My source. Well, no.
Okay.
That's Jack.
Okay.
My source told me that 2 weeks ago he actually was brought in and sat down in Nick's office, and they informed him then that he would not be the starter, and N'Kobe was starting over him. Apparently, he didn't take it very well. But it is what it is. So that's kind of the scoop that I got.
Well, you got to factor this report in.
Yeah, I mean,
on time for Insider of the Year. Well,
the problem is, it didn't come before the news broke. Intel could have given you the information sooner. It could have been something you could have brought up a week ago, considering you call every day.
Yes, fire,
Chris. Chris, what was he wearing? Could you give us some sort of inside information about the meeting that could help you in the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings here?
I can't disclose that because then that gets a little too much into my source, but I did discuss this with him, and I let my feelings known.
Okay.
Guys, as far as the San Francisco thing and Detroit, the Eagles are definitely a class above them. I feel like San Francisco, for one, is like last year's Atlanta Braves. Like, everything went well for them. Everything was perfect. Just like the Braves, all those players had career years. That's what happened with last year with San Francisco. McCaffrey stayed healthy. He went off. You know, Debo, Ayuk had great years. Everybody just had a perfect year, and I just feel like that's not going to happen this year. That's not going to repeat itself. Brock Purdy's not going to look like he did last year, and the team's just going to come back to earth. And that's my feeling on that. And as far as Detroit just – it's a bad-run organization. I can't believe that they're going to turn it around and then the second year going to be competitive with the ankle-biter head coach. And that just a badly-run organization is going to run that efficiently. I just feel like the same thing, like, hey, the kind of stars align, but they're going to come back to being what Detroit typically is. And conversely, the Eagles is an extremely well-run organization with very good – upper management levels that do consistently put us in the place that we are, guys. And that's just how, that's kind of why I feel like, again, we're just cream of the crop.
Well, the Lions were a poorly run organization. Yeah. I don't know if they still are.
I don't think they are. I think since Dan Campbell was gone there, they've done a good job. You can't talk about what bad draft picks have they had. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. They drafted Jameson Williams. They drafted Aiden Hutchinson.
Sam LaPorta.
Campbell. When they traded for Jared Goff, everybody thought, well, the Rams, they snookered the Detroit Lions. They had to pay the Lions to take Jared Goff. They had to give an extra pickup to give Jared Goff to the Lions, I believe. Or was it the other way around? Might have been the other way around with Matthew Stafford. My only point is that since Jared Goff has arrived in Detroit and Dan Campbell has been there, Detroit's been one of the better teams in the league over the last 2 to 3 years.
And then the Niners, I know you said that everything went right. They've been to the Super Bowl 3 times in the last decade. I mean, they're a pretty reliable organization. Now, I understand the Super Bowl hangover thing, but I guess I'm just not ready to say that the 49ers had some sort of lucky outlier season last year. Now, McCaffrey was healthy the whole time, but I have no reason to think that Brock Purdy won't play well again. I don't think he did anything that isn't replicatable, but there is the weird stuff with the contracts and there is coming back of a Super Bowl. So I get that. But I can't say that the Eagles are in a tier above either of those teams. I mean, those are.
Yeah, I can't put them above them.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chris. And the 49ers are a good organization. I mean,
they have always been.
I think it's silly watching the Eagles, how they handle contracts compared to the other teams. I actually, Howie gets a lot of the credit. I actually end up giving it to Lurie because a lot of it means that Lurie is comfortable with the upfront money that he ends up paying that allows them. It probably costs him more out of his pocket, but ends up costing them less against the cap long term because he pays them upfront and he pays them early.
Yeah.
But I looked at the things that happened with Ayuk. They were obviously going to, they what the Cowboys did with CeeDee Lamb, what they're going to end up, they're going to end up paying Dak Prescott.
Of course they are.
You know? So, so that part of it with the 49ers is
they're
weird.
They're going to pay Michael Parsons.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to pay
him. If they don't, we'll pay him.
Yeah. Right. Oh, now that would be good.
You
think
be nice.
You think he'd get snaps over Josh Sweat?
I think he would.
You think so?
Yeah. I think we'd demand it.
Do you think he could play the other 50% of the snaps that Bryce the Huff won't play? So, coming up next, welcoming Shiel back. Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer and the Philly Special podcast joins us next. I know Shiel's a big tape guy. So
Big tape guy.
So I want to ask Shiel.
Well, Acho put some film out there of Devin White. Yeah. Not very good.
What's that? Who did?
Acho.
Oh, did he?
Emmanuel Acho.
Oh, really?
Yes. So to explain why.
Why he's not playing.
Yes.
Two linebackers in our play for the Eagles.
What's that? Oh, right. Acho.
Acho?
Yeah, if Acho.
Acho played here, didn't he?
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
He was on the team.
Yeah.
So is Devin White.
Right, right.
Well.
Sort of.
Yeah, you got to get the game day, man.
Shiel Kapadia joins us next, and we will get his sense of what the Kellen Moore offense is going to look like, how much of a difference that Vic Fangio can make, and his pick for the team this year and for the season. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.